Inside the Mohawk High School gym, students in black and orange practice basketball. Prominently featured in the center of the hardwood floor is the profile of a Mohawk Indian. Superintendent Bill Watkins points out other displays of the mascot.
You can see the carpets going into the gym where it says Mohawk Indians on there. Even if we were to keep the name Indians, the image with the arrow going through the M would have to go away. And so as you look around the gym, Mohawk Indians up there, that's got to come off.
Watkins says for a while they considered keeping the name. Oregon schools can keep Indian-themed mascots if they work with a local federally recognized tribe. But for some, including Watkins, the name was just not relevant enough to keep.
We actually had a memorandum of agreement with the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde because we had a geographical connection. The Mohawk Valley, except Mohawks, as we all know, they're an East Coast tribe.
Watkins adds there are hardly any Native American students here. After several meetings, the Marcola community was surveyed on what to do with the Indians' mascot.
It was 52% to change it, and 48% says leave it alone.
Factor in even a slight margin of error, and you have a pretty tight split in this rural community of 1,500 people. Jeff Lytle is the school district's director of transportation and facilities, and one of those who wanted to keep the Mohawk Indians.
My grandma and grandpa both graduated from here in the 30s. My dad graduated from here in the 60s. I graduated in 90. It goes back a long ways for my family in particular, and I know that there's other families out here as well that it's bittersweet.
Lytle says he never associated or intended anything derogatory with the Indians mascot, but acknowledges this is all part of the conversation.
It's much bigger than just here in the state of Oregon. It's a national thing. And I mean, if you look around with the Washington Redskins and some of those others, I mean, sooner or later it was going to happen anyway.
It's a tough transition for Lytle's daughter, Rachelle. Here at a middle school basketball game against McKenzie, the 8th grade softball and basketball player says she'd be a 4th generation Indian in her family were it not for the change.
It'll be tough, like really, really tough, because I've been a Mohawk Indian for 8 years out now, and I just really wanted to graduate as an Indian.
Another student athlete, 9th grader Peyton Robinson, is somewhat resigned to the switch.
I understand why we have to change it, but it sucks. I am proud to be an Indian. I think it shows that we're strong and we're going to fight. Personally, if the Native Americans feel that we are disrespecting them in any way, I hope they would tell us because we try our hardest to show that we have spirit and we respect that.
While many staunch supporters of mascots are non-Indian, there are some tribes who don't mind, as long as the cultural and historical significance of Native people are recognized.
We are proud of the fact that there are Indians and braves and warriors and chiefs out there.
Justin Martin is a tribal member and government relations consultant for the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde.
And we want to keep that level of understanding or visibility out there so people continue to understand the value that Oregon Indian tribes really offer the state and the country for that matter.
Martin says his tribe isn't working anymore on the mascot issue with the Marcola School District, but are collaborating on a tribal curriculum for Marcola students. Martin says there are 3 Oregon schools working with them on keeping their Indian mascots, which provides a more teachable moment on the First Nations than a complete ban could. Meanwhile, Superintendent Watkins says the Marcola community needs to work fast on the next step.
We think that by the end of March, we should have a new mascot because we have to redo our gym floor. And the mascot would be illustrated on our gym floor as well. So we're going to change everything over this summer.
A new floor will cost thousands of dollars. One Marcola resident says he's got a way to help pay for it and cater to nostalgic alumni. Brandon Maddox is selling several hundred t-shirts sporting a Mohawk Indians logo from the late 80s.
Our idea of saying, you know, this is a commemorative shirt. This could be one of the last runs of Mohawk Indians apparel that you see. As somebody with a lot of pride and an alumni, I really want to help get these shirts sold and make some money for the school district.
Maddox says he used to defend the Mohawk Indians mascots, but after some reflection, now feels it's a caricature that should go. He says whatever comes next, this can be a chance for tomorrow's class of Marcola students to make history.
And this group of kids that are in the school right now get to say, I was there when this started. In 50 years, when we are whatever we're going to be, those people's grandchildren are graduating from Mohawk. They can say, I'm proud to be this, and their grandparents can say, I was there when that happened.
As to what will replace the Indians, that'll be up to a new committee being formed. Some suggested names are the Outlaws or Mavericks. For KLCC News, I'm Brian Bull in Marcola.